Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. We told you earlier that, unfortunately, things were tense, very tense. In fact, our reporter, Bizo Molomane, was out all day in Tembisa today where protesters were very unhappy with the city of Ekurhuleni. We were scheduled to speak to one of the representatives of the community. Unfortunately, that person is not able to talk to us now. But the mayor of Ekurhuleni has very graciously agreed to talk to us. The mayor was in Tembisa earlier on today, Dr. Nkosindiphile Qabaza is on the line with us. Thank you very much, Mayor, for making time for us. Very good evening to you.
Good evening, Pimelo, and greetings to all the your listeners at home. It has been a difficult day, but we are happy that we've been able to have a temporary mechanism to actually calm down the situation while we get into the bottom.
What seems to be the nub of the issue?
I think in the main, I must maybe summarize it that is the cost of living. The cost of living adjustments that our communities must do as a result of tariffs. You would know that as municipalities, we go through a budget process that is transparent. We go to various IDPs in different communities across Ekurhuleni. All our townships and our suburbs here, they are covered in these conversations. And then this ultimately leads to us approving the budget. And of course, the budget is the money that we actually have. But for us to have that money, we need to recover it, largely to get it from our communities in the form of tariffs, electricity tariff being the main one. It is highly regulated in terms of our approach to it. As you know, we buy the electricity from Eskom. We then distribute it via our network into communities for consumption, and NERSA as a regulator, the National Electricity Regulator, they then come in to assist in terms of how much Eskom can pass to us and how much can we recover from communities. And then there is a cost structure which from time to time that requires to be reviewed. And there's one thing that is very fundamental in that process, that every year as we review the electricity tariffs, but we must also do what we call the cost of supply study to actually look in terms of it's not only the electricity that gets to be consumed, it is the substation, the infrastructure that we must have in place, that we must maintain, so that there is a reliability in the provision of this service. And we are then guided that we must be then able to separate this cost of supply from the consumption so that there is then a transparency. And then our effort, of course, in terms of doing that requires that we change. And first of July, then there's a new tariff. There's also these other reviews that comes into place. Often, they lead to a bit of impact in the pockets of our communities. Mm-hmm. And once there's that impact, then we are met with conversation. I'm a member of the community as well. I can feel it that, July, there's then an increase. If there is no extra money that comes in, it means I must adjust certain things. And then that's where the fight comes mm-hmm. in. And we then have a responsibility to explain this, to ensure that there's proper public consultation, this tariffs is properly understood, of which in this case, I think the communities have said, look, we are happy. We know that there are various increases, but if there are structures, there's certain changes where we feel, these were not properly communicated, we feel that it is a bit unfair. But how do you measure that when you are in an environment where you must actually you know, get the communities to come down and manage really protests that can be violent. We've had painful experiences. We don't want to go back there. We want to get everybody into the table, and we are happy that we've been able to get a 14-day period to be able to do that.
Mm.
Go to council, consult with various stakeholders, NERSA, we've been in conversation with them, come back to communities in terms of what will be acceptable and the last thing, yeah.
Executive Mayor, surely then the responsibility lies with all council members who were part of budget that was passed. As you say, the process went through and everybody knew this was coming. I'm speaking about the council members now. And everybody was on the same page. When you listen on the ground, clearly the community, they used the words even earlier on to us, saying they were not consulted. Now, I understand what they're saying. But the point here is that clearly then the responsibility lies with council members to come back out to the people, not sit in chambers, come out and explain what it is that's been happening. Because for us to find ourselves here, there must be a missing link here in the intentions of the council, as transparent as that process was. We've been following that. But there is a disconnect between the people on the ground having followed what happens in council and having them get to this point where they feel like they didn't know this was coming.
No, exactly. I think I must say, and that's why I summarize it, that it's the impact of the cost of living,
yeah.
And the impact of that adjustment. Because while you can communicate that there is a tariff increase, there is this cost structure, its anticipation in the pocket, in the main, in the disposable income, it's what then gets to be a shock, and how it is then applied. You know, when you go to purchase electricity with 1,000 rand, you used to come back with so many units. But once there is that adjustment, you then come back with less units, which takes you fewer days than normal. And it is at that stage that, you know, communities start to raise their discomfort. We have to come back. I mean, through our councillors, we are happy to say that councillors, they are in communities, they are having public meetings. In fact, they establish a process themselves, that they must consult communities. Communities resolve that they will have to petition the city. And as we're awaiting for that process, a meeting was called on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something did not go right in terms of that meeting that led to, you know, the mobilization for a closure. So I then said, let's go back to that process so that we afford a council an opportunity to look at their processes, which in this case, I mean, if there's a cost, it's a cost that you would not be able to do away with.
Mm.
At this stage, we're anticipating the cost to be about 300 million. It's a 300 million that is actually there that you must then have to recover. And how it is structured, it also falls into a tariff structure that touches you know, the poorest of the poor, the indigents, the deemed indigents, and all that. And that is where we need to go in and say, let's cushion them, you know, immediately, so that they do not feel that their indigent status and so forth is actually compromised. And that is the platform. That also requires a bit of engagement with them, because it also has to do with, you know, their consumptions, you know, how do they consume, you know, the electricity, you know, what type of advice, so that they don't fall into the bracket. There are brackets that we use to say if you consume up to 600 kilo watts, for instance, you are still in a safer category because you are consuming lower, you are still within this. But if you don't manage your consumption, other attributes, it's winter, there's other risk that actually comes in. That entire conversation It's what we need to actually intensify so that we get then a buy-in, and then there is an understanding in terms of how we move forward. So it is still going to be a difficulty to get all stakeholders, but we trust with our collective experiences. We've had these instances before. All what we need is more dialogue and more conversation so that we can actually get everybody.
Where are discussions now between yourselves and the community? I know they were unhappy with promises they say were made to them and were not kept over the weekend. You went now, unfortunately. Fortunately, you were able to go today to see the community. What's the way forward now with them?
Yeah, the way forward is that they want those developments that had started into the weekend to actually find themselves into the mayoral committee. We are preparing for the mayoral committee that will sit on Wednesday, and we will eventually have a council meeting on Thursday next week. The conversation will actually happen there now, but as of immediately, we then had to suspend because this goes into credit control.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, electricity, we also use it as a means to do credit control so that the impact of that experience is actually not disadvantaging the community. And I think that is one of the interventions that brings a bit of a relief. So we've bought ourselves 2 weeks to actually have all this conversation, and we trust that what will come out as a final conversation, because you can't do away with the cost. It is here. It is how do you best manage the conversation? I mean, this cost, so that it is not impactful in a very negative way, in particular on the poorest of the poor and the indigents.
So does it mean you've suspended the tariff hikes, or what does that mean? I'm not sure I understand.
The tariff hikes are there.
Mm-hmm.
The hikes as they were communicated are there. The major issue is the fixed cost,
okay,
which caters for the cost of supply, the infrastructure, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we are actually putting it in on hold. Of course, communities will. A bit more, because those tariffs were communicated and they understood. It's just this particular component that what we're talking about. And we must say, mm-hmm, it is not something that is unique to the city. It is something that we have been filtering in. There's just been a structure that we had to adjust, and across other cities as well, it is what is applicable. So greater conversation, more transparency, and when I say transparency, elevated conversation, to our communities is what we'll actually be doing without a protest and all that.
I don't know if you were told that, we were getting reports that even this evening, things were still planning, were still uncomfortable, were still tense, people were still planning on continuing with protests. Why do you think that is? And were you alerted to that, Executive Mayor?
Yes, I mean, we are aware that there is a pocket. So demobilization takes a bit of time. Immediately after we address communities, we had to go to a meeting with stakeholders,
yes,
which includes the councillors, which includes the Tembisa Community Forum, which includes the local pastors, the Tax Association, all the bodies that we actually use to communicate. We had that meeting with them. We then agreed in terms of the course of action. They went out to demobilize. The communities, it takes various measures to get communities who are on the street to come out of the street. And we must also say that in the process, there will be other elements, other agents that want to take advantage of the situation, including those who are political organizations, including and elements of criminality, for instance, around the Tembisa Plaza, a mall that was burned down during the July 2021 looting. The center management started to see mobilization around that, and we had to deploy police to actually disperse. So in any major protest, there are other elements that want to take advantage of the situation, and that is why we had to be as quick as possible to respond and ensure that genuine community issues are not hijacked for other purposes. So we are having those, but I must say that the situation is calm, traffic is moving, and there are those pockets of incidences. The public order policing, they are there, and they are continuing the message to say they must be calm. And I must say that we'll monitor this situation, because tomorrow communities will be waking up to buy for electricity, to program these administrative lead technicians and all that. You know, it's one of the areas that we must be carefully, because out of the 126, it is the impact on the household's account and their ability to further purchase. If that those technical glitches are actually adjusted, and I'm certain that come Wednesday, there should be no issues whatsoever of a complaint from this particular section or that particular community, so that we allow the 14 days for us to engage and find an amicable lasting solution.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this evening, Executive Mayor of the City of Ekurhuleni, Dr. Nkosi Ndiphile Gxakaza. And obviously, as he says, you know, it takes some time to de-escalate a situation like what we saw today. We'll keep an eye on the story. We've been told things are tense this evening, and there are some people who are still mobilizing, and so we do have our eyes on the ground, and when things happen, we definitely will bring it to you.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.